Hi there, Joan. I have reviewed your course learning activities assignment from Module 3, and I'm going to give you feedback in this audio podcast on that assignment. So I've reviewed it, and I have some comments and some suggestions and some questions. And so overall, I love your module titles. I love that they're questions and that they're in Spanish with the little translation next to them. I love that you have an excellent, consistent structure to each of your modules. I can really see in general what you are planning and how the activities will lay out. I particularly love your module overviews. They are really wonderful, and I want to make sure that you not lose this work. Like, think about this assignment in a way that you could use this description of Module 1, for example, as the overview document in your course. I don't want you to lose all this work that you've done. In fact, it's intended so that each of these written assignments that you're doing, you can actually then just copy and paste stuff into your own course that went for the course profile and course questionnaire that you did. Those activities are meant to help you write the initial drafts that then you can just simply copy and paste into the course that you're building. So I'm just going to go through module by module and give you my feedback on each module. So starting with module 1, I see that they are going to choose Spanish nicknames and also a country too that they want to affiliate with. I think that's a fabulous idea, really cool, and it's really engaging. It's an engaging approach, and I think you should use that so that people actually refer to each other with their Spanish nicknames, which I think you're probably going to do. And then I'm wondering, you know, what you're going to do with the fact that they've chosen a country, and I have a suggestion for that. I love that you're using VoiceThread. I love that you're having them do a final project and that you're having them do a journaling activity. All of that I think is really fabulous. I'd like to know what the title of the VoiceThread activity is and what the title of your discussion is. What are the subjects that you're going to be using? These are particularly important, and because they add instructional value, and I can give you feedback on how you're labeling them. So it would be, and also it gives me a sense instructionally of where you're going, and your students obviously, of where you're going by creating labels that add value and context to the activity itself. So I'm hoping that when I see it in your course that you will use some contextual titles and remember and keep in mind that how you label things, how you title things are important in an online course environment and do add instructional value to the presentation of your content. All right, so I see you're doing videos and PowerPoint, and I see that that is consistent from module to module. I'm wondering what those videos are and what that PowerPoint is about. And the other question I had is what's taking place in the classroom and what's taking place online. It's really not that clear from your these documents. So what is the ice-breaking activity? Like, what are they going to do? What's the title of that activity? What's the profile and avatar activity? That needs a title too. What's the final project activity? That needs a title. What's the title of the course survey activity? Is this a self-assessment? Could it be something like ¿Qué entendiste? Or, you know, just think about how you label things and what value you can convey with the labels of things for your students in your course. Really think about leveraging them and using them. All right, let's go on to module two. Excellent overview. I love, love, love how you make the skills relevant and useful to them. They're really going to be able to see by how you have written these overviews. They're going to be able to see how they can use those skills. I'm bummed that I can't tell what you're doing with VoiceThread and in discussion, or with the videos and the PowerPoint. I see you're having them take notes. I think, if I recall correctly, this is a worksheet that they have to download. So I'm wondering what that is all about and what it's for. Like, what's the purpose of this, and how are you going to evaluate their note taking? Like, why are you doing that activity, and what is it about? What's the objective? What's the instructional objective that you have with their note taking? How are you evaluating it? Is there any other way that they could demonstrate whatever it is you're going for in that activity than through that activity? I'm just trying to understand it. I mean, it may be fine, I'm just not sure. Is this a classroom-based activity, or is this something that they do online? Is it something they submit to you? I just don't understand the activity. What is the vocabulary assignment? Is this another worksheet, and you say it's due by midnight, and I'm wondering why it's due by midnight? Unless you're gonna correct it at 1 minute after midnight, you might want to consider having it due, by whenever your class starts, or whatever. Something that it that I mean, midnight's kind of arbitrary, and sometimes that works, and sometimes it doesn't make any sense. So just think about why you're having it due at midnight. What is the reading internet assignment, and how are you evaluating that? What is the final project activity? It needs a title, as I said, and I think it should be something that it is in terms of, the context of which part of the assignment it is. So that they can see themselves working forward and through the different components of that assignment. What is the journal? What are you having? Where are they doing that? How is it going to be graded? Can they see each other's journals? Like, in what tool will you be doing the journal? Is it just a discussion forum thread, or are you having them use, a feature in Moodle, like the blogging feature, which could be used as a journal? I mean, there's lots of ways you could do this. Okay, and a quiz. Really, I've talked about this with you, I think, before. What's the quiz on? Is there any other way to accomplish what you're trying to achieve with the quiz? Is there any other way that they can demonstrate their mastery? Is the quiz on the vocabulary? I mean, is there any way, or is there any other way that they can demonstrate their mastery over that vocabulary than the quiz, if that's what you're quizzing them on, or on the worksheet, if that's how you're doing it? I mean, what if they created a vocie with a sentence that they could construct and speak into the vocie? As a vocabulary assessment, or what about in VoiceThreads? The same idea, but using VoiceThreads instead. I mean, there's all kinds of more engaging and authentic ways to have students demonstrate their mastery, or their abilities, or their skills than quizzes and worksheets. So I want you to think about that and try and get creative and think outside your box, okay? Let's go through to module three. I love the title, that it's a question. I think I said that already. It's very, very real. It helps me to, if I were a student in this class, to really understand, that this is real and useful, what I'm going to learn in this module. Watching is a passive activity for the videos and for the PowerPoints. How can you make the presentation of your content more active, more authentic? And by that, I mean having the students do the work, having them do the stuff instead of you doing the stuff and them watching. I mean, hear it in your head. If you do the stuff, You do the learning. What you want to do is flip that so that they do the stuff, so that they can do the learning. At every moment, for every activity, for every way that you present content, for every way that you, you know, facilitate interaction and collaboration, for every way that you give feedback, think about how you can flip that so that it's them doing that work. I can't tell what's in the classroom and what's online. It's not clear from this. So at some point or another, like when you put it into your shell, it needs to be clear what activities are done in the classroom and what's online. Giving them a choice in the vocab assignment, I think sounds cool. I'm wondering what that's about. Need more detail to give you feedback on that. I need more specifics on all of these activities, your discussion, your vocab, your internet assignment, the journal, the quiz, the final project. I need more detail in order to give you better feedback, so I'll wait until I see how you lay it all out and label it and explain it and set it up in your core shell to give you feedback. I love that you're pacing them through the final project, and I hope that you have it set up so that they can see each other's work on this final project incrementally as the project gets built. And that is so that they can learn from each other, so that they can see what each other is doing, that it has a motivating aspect to it. They can learn from what they see in each other. Their learning is enhanced by this type of collaboration, and you can layer on top of that some kind of peer-to-peer interaction. It's a really good opportunity for you to have students interact over an activity like this, rather than having them create written assignments and just turn them into you. As a solitary thing, you just miss out on some of the potential for having them share their work with each other and having some of that peer-to-peer interaction and evaluation that could happen with an activity like this, with a product like this that they're producing. Let's go to module 4. So far, all the PowerPoints and videos have been on Spanish names, countries, and the alphabet. Is that really what they're on? Every single one of them is going to be on those topics, or did you just copy and paste and didn't change that? I mean, it might be. I'm just asking. I don't know. You know, I'm already feeling the death by PowerPoint, right? So, you know, I think I've mentioned that you might consider having the kids, the students, create presentations and delivering them instead of you creating all of the PowerPoints. And this is where the idea of the Spanish countries that they chose in the beginning comes in. I mean, if they choose a Spanish country, then why don't you get them to become country experts? And on that particular country, they have to do some investigation into the culture, the geography, the, you know, whatever, the religion, the food, whatever. And then they come and do a presentation in the class on it. There's all kinds of creative ways that you can get them to engage in this. It doesn't have to be, you know, something that's scripted and the same for each student. You can give them a lot of a framework to work in, but then let them be creative and innovative in how they actually design their presentation. You know, I know and understand that you have to present some content, obviously, but I need you to really rethink how you do that. And to think outside of your box, you could do voice annotated presentations that the students view online, and then you would have your class, your face-to-face classroom time for other types of class interactions and activities and so forth. Think active, you know, and try to, you know, with every opportunity, evaluate how passive the activity is and to tweak it in some way, twist it in some way so that it is active, not passive. Module 5, my feedback is essentially the same as with the other modules. It's, you know, I love everything. It's just hard to give you feedback on the specific activities since I'm not entirely sure what they are. For Module 6, which I think is your last module here, yeah. Are they going to do like a class presentation of their project? You know, this is a really good opportunity again for you to have them share their presentations with each other. I'm not sure if you are or not. It's not clear from this description whether or not they're going to actually make some sort of a presentation, whether that's online or in the classroom. I mean, it's a really good opportunity to have them do some peer-to-peer interaction over their projects, maybe even some peer-to-peer evaluation, you know, if you provided a rubric for them. It's very good. And I would suggest, as I did earlier, that this not be just at the end, that this be throughout the whole thing, so that they're getting some formative assessment as they go through the activity, not just from you, but also from their classmates. And the process of having to look at another person's product and use a rubric against that will help them when they turn to their own work to be able to self-evaluate and to improve. I mean, there is so much value that comes from that activity, from that approach. So another thing I wanted to be sure to mention was that course, make sure that you check the manual about the end of course survey. The descriptive feedback that I'm recommending that you get has to be really specific. Otherwise, you just get really vague, unuseful responses. So in the course manual, there are a series of questions that you can have a look at and adapt or use, whatever, however you like. That will really get at eliciting from the students some feedback that will be useful to you as you, move forward with the course and review it and revise it for the next time that you're going to teach it. So keep that in mind. So far, Joan, I think you're doing an excellent job. I can really see how hard you're working and how much work this has been for you and the thinking that you're doing. I want you to think more about how you present content and how you facilitate authentic interaction and collaboration and about how you engage students more authentically. Overall, I think you're doing a really great job, and I am really looking forward to seeing how this evolves and how this ends up looking in your next assignment in your course shell.